Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. Checking in with Indianola Girls Swimming and Head Coach Aaron Bandy. Coach, I know the scoreboard not in your favor against Boone on Thursday at the Indianola Wellness Campus, but I think overall on the scoreboard, really a lot of good performances. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, I agree. I had a few swimmers out that were sick, but we had a lot of first place finishes, two relays, and then the 50, 100, 500, and the 100 breaststroke. So still a lot of top places, but I know Boone's head coach, Chris, and he's got a really good team, and his team worked really hard also. So, yeah, the score wasn't quite what we wanted, but the girls are feeling more confident with their times as we approach the end of the season, just with even – in that we call it the slump, where like at this point of the season where their bodies are just exhausted and worn out from this sport and all the other activities they do, and they're still making the time drops even with that. So I think when we go to taper, for which is when we rest for regionals, I think they're gonna hit it even harder if they're still keeping it going right now.
Yeah, and I'll definitely dig into that taper period here coming up, but I did want to talk about Kaylee Dykstra. It just seems like times are continually dropping, and you mentioned this is kind of the rough part of the season, but she's been that pretty consistent performer over the course of this season and should be a real weapon for Indianola moving forward.
Oh, definitely. Like, I've known Kaylee for 9 years now. This is her 10th year of swimming, but it's our 9th year of me coaching her. And yeah, you know, she fights through a lot. You don't swim a 500 that many times really sore and a lot of pain. But she's a trooper, and she never gives up. She listens to what I tell her and what my assistant coach, Kurt Lickes, tells her to do. And we have, like, our own game plans for each race. And you know, she does not want to do bad, and she'll go as hard as she can until the very last stroke. And it's just been really cool to see. Like, she's never broken 6 minutes during the regular season before. She's done it with a taper and during – regionals, but she's never done it during the regular season. She broke it first at Grinnell, and then I kept telling her, I was like, all right, you broke 6 minutes, now let's try it for 5:55. She got 5:55. I was like, okay, let's go for 5:50. Got 5:50, and then last night 5:48, I think it was her previous rank time of her career best, like what she's done her fastest in her entire life. She beat that for the first time last night also, and that was without tapering or at a but no I was very proud of her, and she was really excited too after she took a few minutes to gather her strength back up.
And I think we also saw wins by Serenity Turner, Olivia Costigan last night, and I Claire Kingland as well. And it just kind of feels like that four or five swimmers right now are really finding their groove. And like you mentioned, there's still kind of this rest period coming up where we expect the times to drop even more come postseason time.
Oh, definitely. And like, you know, Serenity, she's such a hard worker. Like, I've only been able to work with her for 2 years now, but I really wish I could keep working with her for longer. Like, she's doing this, and she's a state qualifying wrestler. So she's getting ready for that. And, you know, she was talking to me last night and trying to make game plans on how she should approach the 100 breaststroke. And, you know, I just tell her, like, you know, you do what you feel like you want to achieve at. Well, you know, what is your main priorities here? And, like, I know she really wanted to get down to 120 in the 100 breaststroke, and we weren't quite sure because, like, we're probably not going to have her do it at regionals most likely. So we've been really working for that, and she got down to 120. And that was really awesome to see, and I know she was really happy also. And then, you know, Costigan's really wanting to break 1 minute during the regular season. She got really, really close, and she's been really trying hard to continually staying positive and stay focused on what she wants to achieve. And she's working really hard, and she's really stepped it up this year, and I'm really proud of her. And the same thing for Claire too. You know, Claire works hard. You know, she beats herself up really bad when she doesn't get her exact time. And I know it frustrates her a lot, but I kept telling her, like, you know, you won that race yesterday because Boone was right on you. They were there. So take, you know, every little bit as an achievement. And, you know, I've known her for a long time too. And, you know, same thing with the other girls. You know, like, Mena's working hard on backstroke. Anka's really pushing for freestyle and the butterfly. And same thing with Elena. They're just, they all work really hard. And I'm just so proud of them this year. They're really doing great.
Last question before we let you go, Coach, is I know relay-wise you came up with a couple victories against Boone, and you're still kind of tinkering with not only the lineup but the order as well as you get ready for postseason time. How do you kind of approach your relays going on right now? Because obviously you want to stack the relays to try and get as many athletes qualified to state, but you also got to try and think about energy and what they'll have in that regional qualifying.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And I've told them since day one that, you know, like, I'm not going to make any decisions on who's doing what in the relays until after conference. So I'm not going to decide anything about that until later next week. But I told them, you know, I'm going to take a look at those stats and I want to see, like, who are those top four ranked. That way it's unbiased, unprejudiced. It's fair. And I keep telling them too, it's like, you know, I know whenever we do those relays, especially the freestyle relays, since they're near the end of the meet, everybody's tired, you know, everybody wants to wrap things up. But I keep telling them, like, look, I'm giving you the opportunity to try and make that be a position that you can grab. So, like, you can tell yourself, that could be me. Because I don't want them saying, it's for sure going to be these four. I want them to tell themselves, it could be me. I might get the alternate position, but it could be me also if I work for it. And so lately they've been really stepping it up on those relays. And, you know, I think because they know it could be me. So once we pass conferences, you know, Kerr and I will take a look at what those stats are. We'll see which ones has the best chances for relays and individuals. And then we'll just make a game plan from there. Because like you said, you know, I don't want to burn them out during regionals. I have to stack them up a little bit so that they have adequate rest and they're focused for whatever we feel like was our top priority to make state, or our best chance to make state, I'm sorry. Because like last year we got the two freestyle relays in. So I'd love to send those freestyle relays back. And then, you know, I told Kaylee, you know, it's like, look, let's just go for it. You know, let's see what happens. You're getting a lot closer. Let's see if you can make it. If you make it, great. If you don't, that's okay too. But, and then same thing with the relays. So we're going to give it our best. And all we can do is keep training hard, wait and hope and see what happens.
Thank you very much, Head Coach Aaron Bandy and Enola Girls Swimming Coach. Good luck at conference coming up, and we'll talk after regionals and hopefully get a chance to interview some of the athletes as they head to state.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.